some bad news this morning, Benson.
You're not the only one.
The Pentagon called. They're thinking of moving Murdoch Air Force Base to Florida.
What?
That's right. My sources tell me it's an economy move. The Air Force wants to combine their computer services here with their administrative offices in Florida.
The Air Force is the biggest employer in Hamilton County. If they move out, Hamilton County could be facing a depression.
Don't we have anything to say about it?
Well, Congress has scheduled hearings on the matter for next week.
Well, I guess we better get started on an economic impact report.
Yeah, we need figures on projected unemployment, loss of tax revenue, effect on local suppliers.
Sir, there's no need to go to all that trouble. I'll simply call Binky.
Who's Binky?
Charles Binkman, top flight Washington consultant and a dear friend of mine. Not only were we fraternity brothers, I am godfather to his first child.
So you're going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
What is it that this Binky can do for us?
Sir, he can pull strings. He's got connections in high places. He can go straight to the Pentagon if need be.
I think we're better off going through official channels. Get our paperwork in order and present the strongest possible case.
Okay, Benson, start gathering data for an economic impact report.
Sir, what about Binky? His consulting firm is highly regarded.
Well, go ahead and call him, Clayton. I guess it can't hurt to approach this problem from every angle.
Thank you, sir.
Clayton, if you don't mind my saying so, I think it's a mistake to bring your friend in on this.
Well, what is the point of having powerful friends if you don't use them?
Because now you'll owe him one, and sooner or later, he's going to call it in.
Benson, you are so naive. Politicians work on the principle of one hand washing the other.
Well, they wouldn't have to keep washing their hands if they didn't keep getting them dirty.
$6,584,288.20.
Just hold your horses.
Well, there must be something wrong with your batteries. Because I have $12,035,874.20.
That's wrong, Benson.
What do you mean that's wrong?
Well, come here. Let me check your figures. Okay? Oh, did you add this figure in?
I certainly did.
That's the phone number from the Pizza Delight.
What is it doing on my pad?
Pete ordered food. I guess you wrote it down on your pad. Sorry, Ben.
Here we go. Pepperoni and anchovies. It's on me.
I'm sure it will be before you've finished. Don't put that down there.
Where are we going to eat?
In the kitchen.
Okay. Come on, Denise.
That didn't take you long. Did you go to the Pizza Delight?
Nah, I went to that little place with all the flies.
Well, Benson, you'll be delighted to know I spoke with Binky this afternoon.
Oh, really? How's the old Binkaroo?
Well, for your information, this Sunday the old Binkaroo is going to be playing polo with Clifford Whitfield Pratt.
I thought they always played with a little white ball.
Benson, let me spell this out for you. Clifford Whitfield Pratt knows a senator who knows a senior aide to a congressman who knows the vice chairman of the committee conducting hearings on Murdoch Air Force Base.
Aha. Uh-huh. Democracy in action.
Ah, Governor.
Don't mind me.
Sir, I was just telling Benson that Binky will be dealing with our problem this Sunday.
In a polo game. There's no one in there.
Oh, darn.
Sir, did you hear me?
Oh, yes. Binky's playing polo on Sunday.
Yes, sir. And he has Cliff Pratt's ear.
Don't try to explain polo to me, Clayton. I'll never understand it.
Well, it's a lot like football, except with football, you don't have to shovel up afterward.
Well, this conversation seems to be taking a downward turn, so I'll be taking my leave. I'll keep you posted on Binky's progress, sir. Good night, all.
Governor.
Hi.
What were you looking in my bathroom for?
Because I've looked everywhere else and I can't find Katie.
Well, maybe she isn't home from school yet.
Well, she should be home. You can see it's after dark.
Well, don't take it out on me.
Hi.
Where have you been, young lady?
Yeah, you're getting us both in trouble.
You said it was okay, Dad. I went to the game, stopped for pizza, and here I am.
In my office. Governor, I'm going to have to meet Jennifer in a half hour, and I want to get this work finished.
Benson, do you mind this a private matter?
Well, then why don't you discuss it in private?
We have no secrets from you.
I think you should have at least one.
I was talking to the kids. I didn't know it was late.
You should have phoned.
I'll work in the bathroom.
Don't leave, Benson. At the moment, you're the only reasonable adult in the room.
You watch yourself, young lady.
Believe it, the first time I get home a little late and you're all over me.
I was worried.
But there's nothing to worry about. I'm almost 13. Tell him, Benson.
She's almost 13.
You don't understand. I'm not a baby anymore.
Benson, the next time something like this happens, let me handle it by myself, huh?
Ah, good. Here you are, Benson. I've got a bit of news that should cheer things up around here.
On behalf of the governor, I accept your resignation.
I had a message on my desk this morning.
And?
And Binky is flying in tomorrow.
And
I presume since he's flying in, he must have some good news.
But you don't know that.
Well, no.
Good, then I'll keep working on the report.
Benson, 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 always the pessimist.
Clayton, 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 always the pest. Krause?
Benson?
Miss Krause, my friend Binky is arriving tomorrow. I'd like a very special lunch for him.
Try Smitty's. They have a nice crab salad, only $6.95. He eats here, he gets what everybody else gets.
I won't forget this, Miss Krause.
Good. Then you won't need a menu.
Good morning, Miss Krause.
Good morning, Governor. Would you like some coffee?
Yes, thank you.
Well, it looks like you two made it up.
Yeah, Dad and I wrapped last night.
Yes, we agreed that Katie is ready to assume additional responsibilities.
And privileges.
Yes, including going to the movies with her friends.
Really? You said you had to think about that one.
Well, I did, while I was shaving.
Thanks, Dad. You're the greatest. Miss Krause, could I use your phone?
Sure, go ahead. Katie's growing up, yeah?
Oh, yes, she is. I don't know what I was worried about. There's nothing wrong with her going to the movies with her friends.
Hello, Mrs. Sheridan. Did Buzzy leave for school yet?
Buzzy?
Hi, Buzz. Kate.
Kate? Whatever happened to Katie?
Listen, if you still want to take me to the movies on Saturday, it's okay. My dad just gave me permission to go. Well, all right, then. It's a date. See you then. Bye-bye.
Who's Buzzy?
Just a boy in my class.
Now, just a minute, Katie. When I said you could go to the movies with your friends, I didn't mean boys.
Why not?
Well, boys are boys.
That's a chauvinistic remark.
You are not going out on a date.
First you say one thing, then you say the opposite. I'll never have a social life.
It will be all right, sir. She's going through a difficult time. I was just like that at her age.
Oh, how did your father handle it?
He sent me to America.
Benson, you busy?
As a matter of fact, I am, sir. I'm trying to make some sense out of these statistics.
Oh, well, that's all right. We can talk after you're finished.
Okay.
You finished?
What's on your mind, Governor?
Buzzy.
You mean Binky.
Oh, well, Binky and Buzzy.
Who is Buzzy?
Oh, that's right. Oh, Binky, we were laughing at Buzzy.
Mr. Binkman backed out of a board meeting in Bermuda to be here for this briefing.
Maybe this isn't a good time.
I'm sorry, Binky. I'm sure this has nothing to do with you.
Oh, nothing at all, Mr. Binkman. Please accept them. Stop it, Benson. I'm really sorry, Mr. Binkman. We were just being silly. Now, please, have a seat. Oh,
thank you.
I really appreciate you flying all the way out here to meet with us.
Well, believe me, it's a pleasure to be out of Washington this time of year.
I certainly hope you have something wonderful to tell us about the air base.
Well, I've discussed this with several key people, and I've had their assurance that the move of Murdoch to Florida is in the best economic interests of all concerned.
Well, given my perspective, that just doesn't add up. My figures aren't complete, but from what I can see so far, it would be cheaper to move the administrative offices here.
I'm afraid I have to agree with Benson. It seems to me that we're not getting all the information.
Well, I can see why the people of this state elected you, Governor. You cut right through to the nitty-gritty.
Yes, he does, doesn't he? Why don't we all just cut through to the nitty-gritty? What is really going on, Binky?
Well, I wasn't supposed to get into this area, and I want your assurance that what I'm about to tell you will not leave this room.
Ooh, absolutely.
The move of Murdoch Air Force Base is in the interest of national security.
Uh-huh.
National security.
So, filing a protest wouldn't do us any good.
It's not my place to tell you how to run your state, but I know it's a lot of paperwork, and to be perfectly frank, it would be a waste of time.
Oh, that's very disappointing.
I'm sorry, but my hands are tied on this one, I'm afraid. Well, listen, I'm going to be in town through the weekend. If there's anything else I can do for you, please call me. I'm staying at the,
Lemley House. I've got the number.
Well, thank you, Mr. Binkman.
Governor? Benson.
Binky, I'll be right out. We'll get you checked in, then we'll lunch at my club.
I'll be waiting in the car.
Attaboy. Well, what do you think of Binky?
Not much.
Now, wait a minute, Benson.
I'm afraid he's giving us the runaround.
I got the same impression, Clayton.
When the Pentagon called, they said the move was for economy reasons, and now all of a sudden it's national security. Somebody doesn't have their story straight.
Are you implying that my friend is lying?
No. I'm just saying it warrants further investigation.
Right. Stay on this, Benson.
Whoops.
And keep me informed.
Sir?
Benson, still at it, huh?
Yep.
Quiet, Benson. This is important.
Governor, Katie is very responsible, and there's nothing wrong with her going to the movies with a nice 12-year-old boy.
How do you know he's nice?
I don't. But I'm willing to take Katie's word for it. Aren't you? Good night, sir.
Oh, good grief. It's harder to be a father than it is to be a governor. Of course, it's easier to get to be a father than it is to get to be a governor.
And you don't have to shake as many hands.
But Cross is right. Katie's right. I'm making too much of this.
Well, Katie's been holding onto your hand for 12 years now, and you can't let go.
You mean Katie's ready to date, but I'm not, huh?
You're ready, but who cares? Well, I'm going to get back to work.
How's the investigation coming along?
I don't know, Governor. The more I get into this, the stranger it gets. Now it seems that if they move the base to Florida, they've got to buy land in order to accommodate the computer center.
That doesn't seem like much of an economy move. Pete, what are you doing here so late?
Oh, Binky, Binky, Binky.
Binky bothering you, buddy?
Oh, cut it out!
Clayton asked me to write a little article about Mr. Binkman for the paper.
Oh, what about?
You know, the usual stuff. Political bigwig, charms, locals.
You certainly sound charmed.
Well, the guy is such a cold fish.
Well, if you don't like the guy, why do the favor?
Hey, now he owes me one. The man's a multimillionaire. Made it all in real estate.
Real estate? Huh?
Oh, yeah, he's got all kinds of land development deals in the Southeast. Tennessee, Louisiana, Florida.
Florida?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
I certainly am.
We better make some phone calls.
Yeah, we better.
Thanks for the tip, Pete.
Oh, sure. Glad to be of help.
Governor, Buzzy's here. He's waiting in the kitchen. Holy mackerel, he's cute. I'll go tell Katie he's here.
Just a minute, Miss Krause. First, tell Mr. Sheridan that I'd like to see him here.
Yeah. Who is Mr. Sheridan?
Buzzy.
Oh, yeah, of course, sir.
Governor, I need to talk to you. Binky's here.
Oh, not Binky. Buzzy, Bunsen.
Governor, don't start that.
I'm not starting anything. You called Buzzy Binky.
I did not call Buzzy Binky. I called Binky Binky.
Well, anyhow, I know he's here.
You do?
Yeah, Miss Cross thinks he's cute.
Binky?
Oh, Buzzy!
Young man, I would like you to meet the governor, Katie's dad.
How do you do, Binky?
Buzzy Benson.
Hi. And this is Benson Dubois, who apparently has nothing better to do.
How are you, son?
Fine, thank you.
Would you like some homemade root beer?
Homemade root beer? No, thanks.
Kid's no dummy.
I'll go tell Katie you're here.
Oh, Buzzy. This gives us a chance to get to know each other.
Yes, sir.
Have a seat. Well, Buzzy, you a good student?
Pretty good.
You play sports, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which one?
Basketball.
Oh.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Kate.
Ready?
Yeah. You?
Yeah, let's get going.
Okay.
Bye, Daddy. Bye, Miss Cross. Bye,
Bye,
Benson.
You two kids have a good time.
Oh, my little baby.
Sorry about that, Buzz. Let's get going.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Same here, Buzzy.
Daddy? Thanks for trusting me.
You're welcome, Kate.
TV.
You know those phone calls we were talking about?
Yeah.
Well, we got some answers. So I arranged a meeting with Clayton and Binky. They're in my office now.
Well, why aren't they in my office?
Well, you weren't in your office.
Oh, I understand.
You wanted a meeting held in your office?
No. Thanks for making the offer.
Well, you might want to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I am the governor, you know.
Well, of course you're the governor. I mean, but you want a meeting in your office?
No.
Benson, what is so terribly important? We were leading by 2 goals in the 3rd chucker when you called us over here.
Yes, Mr. DeBall, what's so urgent that it couldn't have waited till Monday morning?
It has to do with the relocation of Murdoch Air Force Base.
We have been through all of this. The relocation is in the interest of national security.
I beg to differ with you, Clayton. The relocation is in the interests of one Charles Binky Binkman.
Let's get out of here, Binky. You don't have to listen to all of this.
Hold your horses, Clayton.
Governor, Benson is insulting my friend.
And your friend is insulting our intelligence.
He made up that nonsense about national security to keep us from filing an official protest with the Pentagon.
Why would he do that?
Because the real estate surrounding the base in Florida is owned by Charles Binky Binkman. He stands to lose a lot of money if we keep the base here.
Well, if that's all you had on your mind, Mr. Dubois, I'd like to return to the polo match. Hmm?
Is this true, Binky?
Well, of course it's true. And I owe you a debt of gratitude. If you hadn't called with the information, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to buy up the land.
Binky, you lied to me.
Business is business.
Right. Mr. Binkman doesn't care who he throws out of work as long as he makes money.
That's the American way.
That's the Binky way.
First thing Monday morning, I'm filing an official protest with the Pentagon.
Oh, no, you're not.
I'm not?
No, sir. I think I should deliver that protest in person.
You stay out of this, Clayton.
Let me warn you, Charles, you better not have made any mistakes, because if you have, I'm going to nail your hide to the wall.
All right. Don't get your hopes up, Endicott. I haven't made any mistakes.
The Securities and Exchange Commission might disagree with you.
Oh?
Yes, it seems that Binky took a little shortcut. In order to buy that land in Florida, he used investors' funds from a portfolio that he manages.
I have every intention of returning that money.
Oh, I believe you. But as far as the SEC is concerned, that's a no-no.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about 10 years.
Well, now we're all adults here. Perhaps we can reach an understanding.
I suggest you try to reach your lawyer.
Well, good day, gentlemen. I wish I could say it's been a pleasure.
Governor Benson, I truly apologize for all this.
Apology accepted, Clayton.
I've been such a fool.
Don't worry about it, Clayton. It could happen to anybody.
No, Benson, I have been a complete idiot, a ridiculous ninny, an arrogant, pompous, posturing fool.
Well, have it your way.